This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. on Sunday warned Russia of consequences if the hunger-striking Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny dies in prison. The opposition politician's team is calling for protests across Russia to help save his life a day after Navalny's doctor said the Putin critic could die any minute. U.S. President Joe Biden's national security advisor tells CNN the Kremlin has been warned it'll be held accountable by the international community if Navalny dies. European Union foreign ministers are set to discuss the situation on Monday. Navalny was arrested in January, returning to Russia after recovering from a near-fatal poisoning attack he says was orchestrated by the Kremlin. Russia denies the allegation. Navalny began a hunger strike on March 31st to demand proper medical treatment. Tensions between Russia and the Czech Republic heightened Sunday, with Moscow ordering out 20 diplomats a day after Prague announced the expulsion of more than a dozen suspected Russian secret agents. Czech authorities are expelling 18 Russian diplomats suspected of being behind a deadly 2014 explosion. Czech police also say two of the suspects are also accused in the poisoning of former Russian agent Sergei Skripal in Britain in 2018. Moscow calls the claims absurd and says 20 employees of the Czech embassy have been declared persona non grata and must leave the country by the end of Monday. Russia says the Czech government's decision to expel Russian diplomats is a hostile act and suspects a trace of involvement by Washington. You can follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced Sunday his government will send resources and support to Ontario. The province of 14 million people is battling a spike in COVID infections. Trudeau says the situation is most critical in the Toronto area, and it's being driven by a more contagious variant of the virus. Ontario has been, for the past few days, battling record coronavirus case numbers, hospitalizations, and intensive care patients, threatening to overwhelm its health system. Hundreds of passengers are crowding Australian airports on Monday as an open-border travel system begins with New Zealand. The pandemic milestone allows Australian residents to fly for the first time in over a year without having to quarantine for 2 weeks. Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison and New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says in a statement it'll help drive economic recovery for both countries and reunite thousands with families and friends. Both Australia and New Zealand largely closed their borders more than a year ago, helping to keep their COVID-19 numbers relatively low. Both leaders also raised the possibility of extending quarantine-free travel to other countries in the Pacific region when it's safe to do so. The U.S.'s top health official predicts Sunday that health regulators will soon end the temporary pause on distributing Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine. Dr. Anthony Fauci expects the decision could come as soon as Friday. U.S. health agencies recommended last week that the use of J&J vaccine be paused after reports of about 6 cases of rare brain blood clots in women out of some 7 million people who have received the shot in the United States. Thousands of people took to the streets of Portugal's capital city on Sunday to protest a call for the far-right anti-immigration party Chega to be banned. A heavy security presence flanked the march in Lisbon, which drew protesters from across the country. Activists accused the party of harboring racist ideas in violation of Portugal's constitution. A counter-demonstration opposing the far right drew several dozen people in another district of Lisbon. And Iraqi security officials say at least 5 rockets hit a military base north of Baghdad on Sunday, wounding 5, including 3 Iraqi soldiers. The officials say the rockets fell on the area of the base that houses U.S. contractors. No casualties have been reported. Reporting remotely, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.